What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mouniontcareers.com today.
Yeah, good morning. It's Wednesday on this drippy day on 98.9 The Buzz. Fasano and Sandy. Scott Fasano here. Sandy Waters right there. It is the 6th of May. Seis de Mayo? Doesn't work. What's up, girl? How you doing?
What? How did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, no. I made burritos.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I just put two and two. When I make them, there's more than we can eat, so I just freeze the rest. So living out of my basement and a hot plate and a air fryer, it's kind of hard to cook. So I took that out of the freezer.
It's driving you crazy. Scotty's getting a kitchen renovation.
Yeah, it's starting to.
Starting?
Starting to wear.
Just now? Well, that's pretty good. It was a good run then.
Well, what has it been, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, it would be day three, I would be annoyed.
The problem,
I hate the chaos. It changes my mood. I feel unsettled if there's chaos around
me. Yeah, so to compensate, you try to make your living space as homely as possible, right? So
I'm talking tidiness, not homeliness. It needs to be neat and clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Every single day is, bleach wiping the stairs and cleaning. I was up till 11 o'clock just putting everything back together again in this one little room in the basement. It was brutal. Hand washing stuff in a tiny little bar sink, making sure all the Tupperware storage containers are closed up.
Wait, how do you even get to the basement? Because you have to go through the kitchen, but the kitchen is under construction.
Yeah, you have to kind of like
plastic doors.
Yeah, I got the plastic sheets. Get the plastic sheets up, and like from the back hallway to the basement is a couple three steps. So you kind of like tiptoe, or if you're coming out a window in a high rise, and then going along the ledge and going back into the window again. That's kind of like how it feels. You do that all the time,
Usually,
I know.
When you try to look for a relate, it's like a description of what it's like. You do a relate that we can all relate to. I never walked outside of a window like Spider-Man.
Well, you know how you get out? You go along the ledge like this. You get back in. That's kind of like how it is.
Thanks for demonstrating. When's the last time you did that?
Oh, this morning when I tried to get out without stepping on nails and dirt and dust and. Yeah.
Are the lights working? Can you even see?
No, there's no lights in the upstairs right now.
So you need to use your cell phone flashlight to walk around?
No, I use my Spidey sense.
Oh, your Spidey sense.
And I hold the wall, and I feel the corner, and there it is.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
Dude, I'm serious. It's real.
Oh, your daughter must be going crazy.
Oh, she loves it. You know why?
Yeah, but to keep her contained out of the construction area must be tough, or no? Oh, she's a little girl. She listens. Boys are different.
No, she doesn't listen. Are you kidding me? But she has, like, now her, quote, living room is her playroom. Right? So, like, our basement is her toy room, you know? So
hey, you took over her space.
Basically. But she's like, welcome to my space. I'm having the best time ever. So she's playing with toys that she hasn't played with in forever because there's nothing else to do, you know?
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's National Nurses Week. And National Nurses Day today. 99 The Buzz. Yay.
Okay, if you're going to the hospital right now, I'm putting this question out there. If you could call us, 818-289.
If you've got
all
a broken
you nurses.
Arm.
What'd you say?
If you've got a broken arm or a heart attack, I want you to listen.
No. If you're a nurse going to the hospital now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a nurse going to the hospital now, what is something patients, families think you do that you actually don't?
Oh.
And then on the opposite, flip that. What is something they never realized that you do as a nurse?
Wow, I never thought about that.
Now is your time, people, to set the record straight
yeah.
if you are a nurse for Nurses Week.
And
today
are.
Is actually Nurses Appreciation Day.
Yay, Nurses Day. It's 818-2899 if you want to chime in if you're on your way in. So you must have done some research on this. I did.
I found the most fantastic Reddit thread.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So nurses, man, you deserve a bigger paycheck.
Yes.
Reading through all of these comments, I'm like, wow, I had no idea. One was, I've met so many people who were astonished to learn we have to pay for healthcare. It makes me laugh every time because my own employer sent my account to collections when I couldn't afford to pay my bill, even on their insurance plan.
Oh, my God.
And that is true. I always complain about, I have a couple nurses, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I would complain about my insurance and, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Us too.
Move over. We're in the same boat.
It's right. Doctors, them too.
Really?
Them too.
Well, it's kind of like you, it's almost like you assume, you know, if you work at a bank, you get to take home all the money you want.
Nobody assumes that. Nope. Nobody assumes that.
No, but it's about the same, you know. You figure, oh.
Not really.
Hey,
not
you know,
really. That was a horrible example.
If I work at the college, I get free college. You know, it's like if I
okay,
work
that. Okay, that is true. And I hear that is actually true. You get a nice discount.
A discount, yeah.
For a lot of colleges.
That's bonkers.
Okay, another one. What patients think you do, tend to your every pampered wish as soon as you request it. What's something that they don't realize you actually do? Things we actually do. Stop tired, overworked doctors from accidentally killing you.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, wow. Because they are the checks and balances, right? They got to make sure that.
Yeah.
Wow. That everything is running like a well-oiled machine.
Right. It's a team. It's a team effort.
Wow. RN does not stand for refreshments and narcotics. If you're in the hospital, if you know someone who's in the hospital, if you know of a nurse or see them walk into Wegmans with their scrubs, just say thank you.
Yeah.
Just really say thank you.
Yes. My God.
This gross stuff they have to worry about that I didn't even bring up because I don't know if it'll ruin your morning to wake up to the disgustingness that happens in hospitals. Patients coming in with bed bugs and then they got to quietly quarantine the room so nobody knows really.
Oh my God.
But I never even thought of that.
Just the hygiene category alone.
The hygiene category.
Just that category alone, you know? From helping them get up to go to the bathroom to to cleaning them up and
lice is another thing that you're like, oh yeah, they have to deal with lice,
bed bugs,
whatever else they're bringing in,
all kinds of critters,
and you never can tell. Like they are poker face, those nurses. the medical staff. Mm-hmm. They don't let you know that in the room right next door is something disgusting. Yeah. They're like, yeah, everything's fine. How are you?
How are you feeling?
They do make you feel like you're their only patient.
I wonder if nurses and all that whole category have a love-hate relationship with the whiteboard.
Oh, geez, the whiteboard.
You know, I'm going to write my name. It's, hi, I'm Renee. I've written it 70 times today. I will be here until 4.
You can tell who's in a good mood and who is not. Because the good mood nurses, they put smiley faces, right, and hearts and flowers.
And stuff.
And
yeah, right.
And those who don't want you to call them, it's, you can't even read their name. You don't even know what they wrote on that board.
Dry erase is my life.
That's funny.
Well, happy All Nurses right. Week, our Nurses Appreciation Week. Happy Nurses Day, National Nurses Day.
And if you want to add to the list, let us know, 818-2899, or drop us a voice message on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a few minutes, you know how you hear about arranged marriages?
Yeah.
How about arranged proms? Good or bad parenting?
It's all coming up on The Buzz. Here.
98.9 The Buzz.
Am I allowed to ask about your daughter's experience at the prom ball thing that she went to, or no?
Well, I think it'll distract from this conversation. That's not where we're really going. Right.
Anyway, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It is prom season. Your daughter's right in the middle of it. It's 16 years old.
Yeah, she went to a prom with somebody else. But her prom is coming up next weekend.
Oh, next weekend. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. But this is funny because this really actually legitimately happened to my girlfriend. And she was like, is this bad? And I was like, oh, well, it's kind of like a arranged prom. Is it bad? I mean.
An arranged prom.
Yep. Make your kid go to prom with a boy who asked just because you're friends with his parents.
Oh, wow.
So that is exactly what happened. Her friend's son didn't have a date, whatever. I don't know why. He just didn't have a date. And she said to her own daughter, okay, can you please go with him? Now, he's younger. So her daughter's a step down. So she's supposed to be going to her ball, but now she's going to a junior prom. Okay.
Oh.
And her daughter has zero interest in this kid. Well, she does not like him.
She knows him, right? Because the parents are friends, right?
She knows him. Like that kind of inflection.
Really?
And this is exactly what her daughter said, which I found very funny. Her daughter said, fine, Mom, I will go with this kid. But I want you to know, I'm doing God's work going with him.
I'm doing God's work.
Yes. Such a teenager. I am doing God's work going with him. He's not the most desirable, and this is totally a reputation killer to my social status. But
wow.
I will do it. I will do it for you, Mom.
Wow. What a good girl.
She cracks me up, this girl. And she is such a good girl. She is such a good girl. But the way she talks, it is high drama like this. Like,
oh,
this
sure,
is totally,
yeah.
If the word gets out that I went with this kid, total status killer.
My reputation is toast.
My reputation is gone, but I am doing God's work.
Is she using this as a bargaining chip for her prom?
You know what? I am not sure, but...
You're letting me stay out late. I'm going to buy the dress that I want.
No.
You're going to pay for my tickets.
Just give me the whole cold, hard cash, Ma. Okay?
Man.
I don't know. So I don't know if this is kindness or coercion.
That's funny.
Is this mom teaching empathy or what? How do you feel about this?
I don't understand why the parents got in on this. Like, who persuaded who? Was it like a drunk wine night where these two sets of parents are together going, well, my son doesn't have a date to the prom yet. Pass the Merlot. And the other mom's like, well, why don't we have Julia and him go together? And that'll be fun.
Well,
pass
actually,
the Merlot.
And listen, this is not really my world, but it is my world. I guess when you go to an all-boys school, okay, so it's McQuaid.
Oh, okay.
When you go, which I don't. I hope they don't know I'm talking about them.
No, it's a totally different scenario because there's slim pickings to find dates at a boys' school.
Exactly.
And vice versa at an all-girls school.
When we went to public schools, if we couldn't find a date we had like little, you know, promises with our friends who were guys. Listen, if I can't find a date by this time, we're going to go together. Okay, yeah, because you're interacting with guys
sure,
all the time,
or
the
yeah,
opposite
sure.
gender all the time.
Yeah.
These boys are like, yeah, I don't know. I can't find a date. I'm not dating anyone, so now who do I go with?
Right,
and then you
right.
just find some rando.
Right, right. That's so funny.
So good or bad parenting, does mom have a say? Messages are coming in. If my daughter can't handle one night of being uncomfortable to be kind, I've failed as a parent.
No, this is landmark like stuff in childhood, like when you're growing up. This isn't like, oh, it's a Saturday. You and Billy are going to go somewhere because I feel sorry for him because he has nobody to hang with. This is like you get two chances in life to have a prom, right? Junior and then senior. Boom. It's over.
Or this is a third chance, though. This is not her prom. And actually, my daughter was the rando kid when she went to the prom.
Oh, all right.
And she, it was just a dance with her friends. She didn't really hang out with the guy at all because she barely knew him.
And vice versa.
This is insane. You don't volunteer your kid as a charity date. That's
no.
not kindness. That's humiliation for both of them.
Now, if she came up to the mom, it's like, listen, hey, it's a different story, right? If she created herself.
Oh, if she said, I want to go with this kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally different. That's what happens.
I don't think the parents should get involved.
You don't?
No.
I think it's funny.
Oh, it's funny. But
I mean, it is teaching. I think it is. It's teaching the kid, hey, listen, yeah, when somebody needs help, you're there to help. He needs help.
He doesn't want to show up alone. He doesn't need help.
I don't know.
It's not like he's got a leg missing. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he needs help. The kid's probably like, what? This is a sympathy, act of sympathy.
Yes,
like you're
yes,
a loser. Like you're a loser, and you can't find a date. So here you go.
I don't want to say that out loud, just in case they're listening.
Well, not,
they're not. Nobody's a loser.
No.
They're just, this is a win-win.
All right, move this whole scenario to Iowa. Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, this happened in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah, sure did.
Okay, now wait. Listen to this. Katie just messaged us on 98.9 The Buzz socials.
What?
I went with someone like this in high school. Honestly, we had the best, all caps, best time.
That's one.
I don't know. Yeah, that is one. That's one. Thanks, Katie.
All right. It's coming up on 6:32 on 98.9 The Buzz. Steady rain right through the afternoon. It's going to be kind of yucky today. 48 degrees.
You know, it will brighten your day, though. What? If you see the renderings of the High Falls State Park. Did you see this?
Yeah, this is cool.
Okay, it's very cool, and we get very excited. And then this one comment and suggestion comes in that I'm like, oh. Is this a good idea? Should we really implement this when High Falls State Park opens up?
The Buzz.
Middle Child Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Fasano. It's Sandy and rain all day today. Pretty much steady through the early afternoon. And I was actually yesterday, day before. I didn't remember, whatever day it is. I drove out of the High Falls area where the radio station is. And I stopped at the... where that little restaurant used to be right on the corner by the bridge mm-hmm. that goes mm-hmm. across to the Genesee Brew House. Mm-hmm. I got out of my car because it was nice. And I'm like, and I looked over.
He's like, I got out of my car. It was nice.
No, it was so nice out. And I was
you
like,
work right there and we don't take advantage of that space.
Seeing it, the waterfall was raging. It was awesome. It was awesome. And now the news of this High Falls State Park. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yep. They're pouring a lot of money into this, the High Falls State Park. They're going to start work on it in the fall. And they release the renderings of what it's going to look like, which I love when they show these pictures because they make it look like a utopia, like the most perfect, beautiful place with everybody is happy. Kids are playing.
Oh, yeah. Little boys with baseball caps.
Yep. Yeah. Couples are holding hands. I mean, it's like, oh, I want to live there. Oh, wait, that's supposed to be where we live.
Wait, it's like 300 feet behind us. It's like right there.
I know. It's so close. Okay, so it actually looks very pretty.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like Niagara Falls. But it's our falls, High Falls, because there's like a little sitting area and, you know, you can take pictures of your kids like that mom was in the picture.
Yeah,
the
right,
rendering.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
But then there's also the falls and an overlook, and it's just, you know, picnic benches will be set up, and it's just, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And to think that that's coming here to our area is exciting.
They had their fourth public meeting thing, and they had a big reveal. Very cool, like what they're doing. They're going to put another pedestrian bridge. So if you go on the whatever that bridge is, it goes over the Genesee Brew House, and you look down, it's basically an island. So the river goes on either side of it. So they're going to build a pedestrian bridge to that island, and that's where the park is. It's going to look cool.
And you know, the bridge, they're fixing that up too because the paint was shipping and stuff, which is always good.
Top.
So maybe this time when they work on the construction and hire it out, they hire the right people.
Yeah.
And we don't have to fix it.
Right.
But okay. Anyhow. So excited.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are not excited. It is so funny how it's so divided. There's nobody who's wishy-washy about the High Falls State Park project. You're either so super excited and looking forward to it, or you are poo-pooing this.
Of course. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. There will always be trolls on everything, and they're not going to win.
Well, here's the question that I have, because somebody brought up a good point, and I don't know how you feel about this. Someone said this needs to be a ticketed park just like Hamlin Beach, or else it will become a very dangerous space. And they're talking about crime. Like a lot of people are talking about crime. They're just going to move crime from one pretty spot and ruin it to another pretty spot and ruin it. But do you think it should be a ticketed park like Hamlin Beach?
Well, if this is a state park, then state parks are admission. They haven't gotten that far yet with this. But Letchworth State Park is a ticketed park where you go
in.
Do
you think that this should be a ticketed state park?
I don't know.
I absolutely do not. I would never go there. It would be able to take advantage of it because I'm so damn cheap. I'm not paying.
You don't pay 99 cents for an app.
But if you do decide which beach do I go to, Charlotte Beach or Hamlin Beach, chances are, if you want a peaceful time with the family, you're going to go to Hamlin Beach because you don't want the riffraff. You want the nonsense that sometimes takes place at Charlotte Beach.
You're so politically
correct.
Yes, politically.
Well, I don't want anyone. I don't.
Yeah, I know. So it takes all kinds, and I'd have a problem with it being ticketed because it's right in our backyard, and if we want to pop over there for lunch, then we got to pay to get in. You know?
Yeah, but even though it's what, a couple dollars? I don't know. How much is it now?
I think
Hamlin Beach raised their price.
I don't know what it does. What's usually the cost to get in Hamlin?
I mean, the last time I remember paying, it was like $5 a car. Yeah. I have no idea what it is now.
Right. But this is a walking park, right?
Yeah, so you can't.
Well, there is a drive down there, so there'll probably be parking. I don't know. I just don't know. I know that if this does happen, and it is going to happen, right? Is it official?
Starting in the fall, they're going to start construction. If they don't do ticketing because it's too hard, maybe security? Like, how do we ensure that it... I mean, you can't ignore the people who are nervous about what the future of this park is. It's going to be pretty at the beginning.
But why do we have to start there? Why do we have to start at the bad?
Well, because people are realists. They know the... There are pretty parts of Rochester that just get destroyed because of certain group of people.
Well,
and
okay.
They just want to say, what should we do to get in front of that?
Let's get it.
I'm
going to
listen
first
to everyone's opinion. I'm not going to poo-poo anyone's opinion.
Well, obviously they're going to make it so it's accessible and that it's going to be, you know, pretty, and anything new has a shine on it for a while. It just takes a while for it to turn into like a hot, neglected mess. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what the people are saying. Don't let it turn to that.
It's not even built yet. 16 space public parking area. So I doubt they're going to charge to get in.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay, I mean, so you make $5 times 16, you know, maybe 30
will police
people.
It. Yeah. You guys, don't worry.
I'll go to the edge of the
Susanna will shoo out the bad people.
I'll be like, hey! Yeah,
I'll go out
the back door and go to the fence. Hey, down there!
Yes!
Yo, lady!
Oh,
stop it!
Yes, fantastic. You'll do the morning shift. Yeah. I love it.
Yes. Let's broadcast from there next time when it opens. It's coming up on 650 on 98.9 The Buzz. And steady rain today, 48. We'll get this one out of the way and hopefully dry out by the weekend. Tomorrow will dry out at about 53.
Okay, coming up on the show just after 7 o'clock, this is a partnership. Two businesses are getting together and they're partnering up. But I was sad the day this one business filed for bankruptcy. This other business, I didn't even know it still existed.
Oh.
So we got these two.
Great.
Does two failing businesses equal one success?
All right.
I don't know. We'll talk about that.
98.9 The Buzz. Hey, hang tight. Gotta reset the amps.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, Wednesday, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Mizano and Sandy. Rain. I'm in a goofy mood today. I don't know what it is. I just pounded five Snickers bars. These little Snickers minis. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. You said Snickers bars. That would be intense. Snickers minis is a totally different story. Okay.
Totally from the
leftover
vending machine.
Halloween candy.
No, just vending machine.
Oh. Okay. This is just in time for graduation.
Yeah.
Maybe Snickers minis you'll be providing. Party City. Remember how Party City, that was a sad day. That was a very sad day for me when they closed.
Oh.
Filed for bankruptcy, closed up shop.
They closed.
I don't know if anybody else had such a close connection to Party City like I did, but so many beautiful memories happened from when I was a kid and my mom's like, go. Wait, was it when I was a kid? No, Toys R Us was when I was a kid. When I would let my kids go in there and be like, go pick out any decoration, party decoration you want for your birthday. Just awesome. They close up. Well, now they're coming back.
Oh, they are.
Kind of. They are now they're partnering with Staples.
Oh.
Didn't even know Staples was still open. That's
oh, come on.
To say.
Yeah. I go to my Staples all the time in Webster.
Do you really?
Sure.
Oh, fantastic. What do you get there?
Staples.
Oh. They're partnering with Staples now, so they're going to open up mini stores inside Staples. So next time you go to the Staples in Webster, see if there's like a little Party City section.
They could probably fit it in there. They've got the room.
I would never pair those two together. If if I'm like, find a date for Party City, I wouldn't pick Staples.
No, what would you pick for Party City?
I feel like Party City's the female in this relationship.
Mm.
The male.
Yeah. Is Staples?
No. Well, the male would be Staples, but I don't think that's the right fit for Party City.
Who would you put in there?
Or
with
maybe
them?
It is. I don't know. Is it a good fit?
Well, what you know, the first one I noticed was like Starbucks inside a Target. I always thought that was like, oh, that's different, right?
Oh, I like that. That feels right.
Yeah.
That feels like a good relationship.
Yeah,
that's a long-standing relationship.
You gotta know that a lot of these, you know, I understand the business model thing, whatever you're talking about. But I thought, like, I came up with a couple other ones that might work well together.
Relationships?
Yeah.
Store relationships?
Yeah.
Okay, give them to me.
Well, like, you know, how Starbucks and Target, you know,
that's all a good one.
Yeah, you put Dunkin' and Urgent Care right in the same place. You get a large iced coffee, ignore your heart palpitations, walk 12 feet, and then get your heart checked.
Sometimes you do wait quite a while, so a Dunkin' would be good.
Home Depot, marriage counseling service, all in the same building. Does that not compute, or did you just get it?
I'm not sure about that one. Well, because you get into fights when you DIY projects.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Came in for mulch and left discussing communication styles. I mean, you're talking like that, or maybe even like instead of Starbucks into Target, maybe credit counseling, like consumer credit counseling service or something like that.
Yes, for Target, you freaking walk in wanting one thing, you come out with a cart full of crap you don't know what to do with. Yes, that's a good one.
Apple
That's
Store.
How I am with Marshies, too.
Same way. Apple Store, anger management. All the same thing. Your repair will be $700.
Yeah. And then you sign up for the cult.
Right, exactly. And speaking of which, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And then a cult deprogramming center. Because Trader Joe's is definitely a cult.
Oh, you think Trader Joe's, not more than Apple, though. Apple's a bigger cult than Trader Joe's. No, wait a minute. Yeah, slightly.
I think that those cults can coexist.
I think so, too. I think. But the Papa cult is the Apple.
So Party City and Staples coming soon to a struggling business near you.
Oh, no. Hey, you go all the time. Tell me how it feels. It's not going to feel the same, but I guess whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever pays the bills, Party City. Okay, coming up on the show, Jerkers Justified.
Oh, yeah.
What we're known for.
That's next.
When somebody asks for recommendations, and then once you give them the recommendations, like your laundry list, you're giving them boom, 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 rapid fire recommendations, and then they respond with, I'll tell you the response that is the biggest pet peeve for a lot of people, and we'll decide if it's Jerk or Justified.
98.9 The Buzz. We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spizzetto and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Apparently, this is a very big pet peeve when you ask for recommendations or when you give recommendations, I should say.
It's such a formal word. What are you talking about? Recommendations.
When you ask for recommendations, like, hey, anyone recommend a good plumber? Anyone recommend a good restaurant to go to? Anyone recommend a recommendation?
Oh, okay.
So I watched this happen and play out in my house between my husband and my 21-year-old daughter. And my husband stormed out of that room like he was a 3-year-old having a tantrum.
Oh,
fine. Don't ask me that. I was like, oh, my God, settle down. Okay. But then I brought this up with someone else and they agreed that is the biggest pet peeve ever. And they were on my husband's side. So I'm like, okay, perfect. Jerker justified.
Okay.
So my daughter was like, hey, I'm going to take someone out to lunch, but I want to impress this someone.
Okay.
Do you have any good recommendations of where I could take them in Rochester? Obviously.
Okay.
A nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And now I have no idea ever because I'm so indecisive. She skips right over me and goes to my husband.
Yeah, right.
And my husband starts listing, boom, 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 places to go to.
Right.
In the middle of his list, she was like, nah, never mind. Just walks out. And he's like, well, why'd you ask me for recommendations if you're going to poo-poo my recommendations?
That's funny. So the person that gives you the never mind?
Yeah, that, like, if you're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe you're not the best person. You don't like any of their recommendations. He's like, I listed a whole bunch, and they were all good. Why didn't you like any of them? Like, and he was offended by the fact that she did not like any of his recommendations.
I hate when people do that.
And he got so echoed. Wait, what? Why are you so offended? Well, don't ask me then. I go, well,
no,
she didn't like.
I don't have time for that.
I know. Like, what is? It's like he took it personally. Like, why do you take it personally? If I give you a recommendation, you don't like my recommendation. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm not going to make money from my recommendation.
Hello, The Buzz. Hi. What are you voting, Jerk or Justified, on this?
I'm voting Jerk.
Jerk. Thank you.
If you're looking for help and they take the time to give you the help and you cut them off, that's Jerk.
It is Jerk. And even if you don't ever take any of that input and use it, you don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Yeah, it's just kind of rude to cut them off and, you know.
Yeah, you just say thanks.
Give you what you ask for, whether you like it or not.
Coddle them a little, you know.
Maybe this is a guy thing. Hold on. This might be a male ego thing.
Oh, it's a respect thing.
It's not even an ego thing. It's just common sense, just, you know, common courtesy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but
registered.
But you're right. Guys can't do this to gals. If we did this to you, you'd be like, yeah.
No, I don't think
that.
You
do that to us all the time.
No, I don't agree with that statement. Mm. I think that you guys are just, if we ask for your help and we don't like what you're telling us, for us to poo-poo what you say,
right.
It really hurts. It's like a dagger to the ego for you.
No, it's disrespectful. Don't ask me if you don't want my input.
All right. Messages are coming in, and you can call us 818-2899. If you're asking for recommendations, at least have the decency to hear people out. Oh, here we go. Don't waste everyone's time. Just shut it down with a never mind. Oh,
that's okay. That's a jerk.
Jerk.
Okay, got it. You registered.
Oh my gosh.
Registered mind you, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. This is the person who asks where to eat, gets 10 salad option, then shrugs. Why even ask? Jerk.
Ooh, there's another one.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Justified. I've done this when I felt overwhelmed. It's not about the other person. It's just decision fatigue kicking in, which actually for the younger generation, that is a legitimate thing.
What do you
decision
mean?
Fatigue.
So when you get a bunch of decisions, or like a bunch of answers,
that's
you
why they
can't handle it.
When they go into a fast food joint and they just don't know how to order. Not even just a fast food joint, just the menu overwhelms them.
Really?
So I'm assuming this person's like a millennial or Gen Z. Yeah, that's a legitimate thing. So justified. And my daughter is Gen Z, so maybe this is a younger generation issue.
Maybe.
Jerk, it comes off as dismissive and rude. Like you don't value anyone's input. Oh my God, you guys are too sensitive. Are you guys serious?
Well, it's like I give you a birthday cake and you throw it in the garbage.
No, it's not. It's a recommendation.
Here. You throw it away. You give them something they ask for, and then you're like, nah.
I mean, a birthday cake is something I'm giving you. A birthday cake. It's your birthday. Here's a present. A recommendation is
not a present.
It's a present. It's not a present.
I've dug into the treasure chest of my mind. I've seen the driving routes to all of these restaurants you've been asking me to give you some suggestions. I'm figuring out the demographic and the psychographic of the person that you're trying to impress. I'm melding that with the texture and tastes of this restaurant, and you're like, nah, never mind.
It's an ego thing. It's a bruise to your ego because you get so passionate that someone's asking for your advice, and then when they don't like your advice, you take it too personally. That's what it is.
To say never mind?
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Or justified. 98.9, The Buzz.
Okay. Now I'm trying to think, have I ever done that to anyone? Now you got to think. When you ask for recommendations, you got to really take the... What if I just looked like I appreciated your recommendations but did not follow through with a recommendation?
I said that when the guy called.
It's okay?
Shake your head, say thank you.
So when you say, oh my God, where'd you end up going to dinner? And it's some totally different place, you would not be offended?
No.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
But by me thinking and giving you ideas, things that might let you like, and then you're like, never mind, in front of me, it's like, well, screw you too.
Fascinating how you guys want us women to fake it all of the time.
Don't ask us.
All of the time. For everything.
Yeah. You can fake
how
it
was
all
it last night? It was awesome.
You can fake
awesome
it all you want. We don't
how
care.
Was it? How are my recommendations? Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah. 7:48 in the
genius.
Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy here. It's going to see steady rain right through early afternoon and then about 48 degrees for the high.
Okay. So if you are a grown adult.
Grown ass adult or just grown adult? Because there's a difference.
Whichever one you want. Is the price of this one thing becoming too outrageous that now you are knocking on your parents' door asking them for money?
Oh, God. Okay.
The Buzz.
It's 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday, 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, National Nurses Day, Nurses Appreciation Week, along with Teacher Appreciation Week, and Corrections Officers Week.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. For all three of you guys, I don't know why you all have to share. You all are very important. You should get your own week, but whatever. Call us, reach out to us, open invitation all week. The part of your job that people assume is part of your job, but is not, and then the part of your job that most of us don't even realize.
Right.
Okay. It was really good this morning. If you missed it, 818-2899, we'll share the podcast with you. But you could just go on the podcast, Spaziano and Sandy Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am curious now, 818-2899. Any of you have to ask your parents for money? Would you be okay with asking your parents for money because the price of this has just gotten way too outrageous?
I'm a grown-ass man. I could never ask my parents for money.
Why do you lie on the air? As if we don't listen to your stories.
Well,
when your
dead
parents were alive, you did ask them for money as a grown-ass man.
Yeah, but I can't now.
Okay, but you did. So don't make it sound like you would never ask your
mom. I have in-laws, and I would never dare ask them
money. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you would never ask your in-laws, but you would ask your parents for money.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes better sense.
How about
sense.
You?
I absolutely would ask my parents for money.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it would come with a lot of judgment because my dad is relentlessly teaching the lessons of smart finances. So if I ever had to ask him for money, I would have to hear it.
Yeah, right.
Over and over.
You have to weigh it out. You might be better off selling feet pictures on OnlyFans.
Yes. Actually, hold on a second.
Do you think he would judge you more if you were selling foot pictures on OnlyFans if to ask him? I didn't want to ask you for money, Dad.
Oh, my God. I don't even want my mind to go there. I don't know. I wonder if there's a spike in OnlyFans because of the damn gas prices.
Right? $4.50 plus a gallon. I drove by, I don't know what it was called, on Lake Ave this morning. It was like $4.47 or something like that.
You know what's insane?
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Handyman John texted me yesterday, and he goes, look at this, Buffalo. And it was... He was in Buffalo, and it was $4.59. And I'm like, sucks to be in Buffalo. And then I'm driving around yesterday. I'm like, oh, wait, it's just as high here.
Basically here, too.
But I don't know if this will make you feel better. Still not as high as it peaked in 2022, which was $5.
Yeah, it'll get there.
So it's not, look at you, Mr.
Optimistic. I'm optimistic. Yeah. I'm very optimistic.
So early 2000s, it was around $1.60 a gallon.
What? When?
Early 2000s.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
$1.60. And I remember that when we were like, darn it, it's going to $2. What the heck?
You want to, yeah.
You know you're old when you you can still feel the moment and the stress when it hit a dollar.
Yeah, right.
Okay, mid-2010s, $2.
Okay. I remember that.
The highest was 2022, $5.
So you couldn't get more.
The war and just coming out of COVID.
Right.
So it was like the supply was not there yet. Mm-hmm. Supply chain and all that good stuff. Recent lowest was late 2025 when it was $3. And earlier this year it was
$3. Yeah, it was earlier this year. It was under $3. It was like $2.90. $2.87, $2.95, or something like that.
How many parents are helping their kids? Because my teenager. I have a 16-year-old that is talking about, she doesn't even have her license yet, but she's talking about, I want a car, I want a car. I'm like, girl, you can't afford a car. You can't afford to drive the car. So it's just going to take up space in the driveway.
Affording to drive it is the big thing now, you know, with gas. I mean, I would imagine what your 21-year-old is going through.
She's like, prices. Hey, do you want to teach Lexi how to drive on my car? And I'm like, wow, that was really nice of you. Yeah, maybe I will. She goes, well, can you fill it up too while you're at it? I'm like, oh, darn you, kid.
How about this for a sticker shock? There's a closed gas station in the town that we go up to on the weekends, right? There's a closed gas station, then there's an open gas station. And, you know, fall, we were closing down. The closed gas station was like, wow, man, look at when that place closed, the price of gas was like $3.99.
And I drove, it's frozen time, the price is still there. Okay.
Yeah, they never took the sign down. And I drove by it the other day. I'm like, wow, that's a good price. Oh, they're not open.
That's like an emotional.
Yeah, it was a seesaw, emotional seesaw. It's 8:12 on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy. I'm all excited for this. We've been waiting for this all week long.
Yes, first three calls. One of you is going to walk away with a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte, a Mother's Day gift that your mom wants or that special mom in your life, and it could even be yourself.
That's right. 818-2899. First three calls get to play Last Caller Standing. First three calls, 818-2899 from 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, it's Mother's Day week, and this weekend on Sunday, and we've got the big giveaway from the spa at the Del Monte for Last Caller Standing.
Yes, we need this. Every time I go to the freaking spa, I always run into somebody there that I start talking to, and we all say the same thing.
What?
We don't do this enough. Why aren't we here? Because it is just the most incredible, amazing feeling. So we want to give that to you, and that's why we're giving away a $100 gift card to the spa.
It's a big thing. Okay, our contestants are Dawn, Lynn, and Sam. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Let's start, Dawn. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, we're taking you alphabetically. You don't know what line you're on. We're going to drop line 1, 2, or 3, and alphabetically you'll get to go first. But before we do that, let's find out a little bit about you and your mom.
Yes. Okay, so is this good? Who is this for, this gift card?
Oh, it would be definitely for me.
Good.
Oh, for yourself. Okay, well, let's put you in the hot seat then.
What?
You know, do you have kids? Obviously, right, if this is a Mother's Day thing.
I have 4 kids.
Oh, wow.
If I were to ask your 4 kids, you know mom is mad when, how would they respond?
This would be, I've had it, you're all dead.
Oh, my God, you killed off your children.
I love it. All right.
Oh, my God, you sound like me.
Yeah.
You sound like me. Why do we do that?
I don't know, but we'll be looking for you on the next edition of True Crime. It'll be fun.
Okay, so now why do you deserve this? Why do you deserve this gift card?
Well, let's see. My kids are all from 27 to 47.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You deserve it.
My oldest one is challenged.
Uh-huh.
And I always just... when he acts up, because he acts like a 13-year-old sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell him, that's it. I'm going to kill you to get him to behave. And one day he said to me, no, you're not. You always say that.
You got to change your words a little bit. Well, good. We're going to get you in. Lynn's next. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How about what made your mama mad? What'd she sound like, unless you were it?
Well, my mom has an accent, so she sounds like a lunatic when she's mad at me.
Can you imitate? Let's hear it.
Quick impressions.
Oh,
let's do it.
Don't swear. Okay.
Yes.
I get it.
No, let's do it. Come on. Got this.
Just don't swear. Can you do the accent and don't swear?
No, I can't do it because Scottish people swear every other word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it now. That's all you had to say.
All right. Who's getting this gift card? Is it your mom is getting the gift card or you?
My mom can drive my daughter if she wins because it would be for both. My daughter's graduating from Geneseo in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
love
I
it.
Would love love it. Yeah.
Aw, that's cool. Okay.
It's my alma mater. Okay, Sam, you're on the line. Hi, honey. Thanks for holding. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm ready. Oh, my gosh. I'm your biggest fan.
Aw, thank you. Tell us what your mom would be like if she was all mad.
Oh, if my mom was mad, you would hear a little colorful language because she never swears. But when she gets mad, she does a bit. But she was also like, oh, sugar. And then she'd call the person a cheetah.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're Buffalo Polish, so everyone would just be a pita.
I love it. This is great.
You know what? I never used to swear until I had kids. And then the first F-bomb I dropped, I'm like, damn, this feels good. And that's it. No turning back.
Floodgates are open. My mom, when she was mad, I was always could tell because she would say my middle name. She'd say Scott Jerome Spazzano. Scott Jerome.
Okay, Sam, so who's getting this gift card?
Oh, my mom would get the gift card. She is my best friend, my biggest supporter. She's also single mom and my sister right now, and she's 15. You know how hard it is to raise a teenager these days.
Yeah, okay.
They're the best.
I tell you, this is going to be great for one of you and really sucky for the other two. So let's...
We're going to play in just a few minutes. We're going to play Last Caller Standing. So we'll go in alphabetical order. Don, you'll start us off, and you just decide which line we're hanging up on, and you don't know which line you are on.
Yeah, okay.
Until we get to the final caller, and then that person will win. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to do it next on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, keep it right there for Last Caller Standing.
98.9 The Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Time to bring our contestants Dawn, Lynn, and Sam in alphabetical order on for Last Caller Standing on 98.9 The Buzz.
This is for a $100 gift card to the Spa at the Del Monte for Mother's Day.
Oh, that just hung me on a cliff like that. For Mother's Day.
Dangle you off that cliff.
I know, right.
Okay, so in alphabetical order, Dawn, you kick us off. You do not know which line you are on. You decide which line we just so cold-hearted hang up on.
Now, you know that Lynn is there and Sam is there. I know you guys just met, but I kind of feel like there's a bond after we talked about your moms.
I agree.
Sure.
You know?
Don, which line? One, two, or three?
Wait, hold on. No, I can't do this yet. You know why?
What?
Because I want Lynn and Sam to give their best effort to try to keep on the line.
Oh!
Come on. Go ahead and sell Don. Lynn, what do you got to say to her?
Don, I know you could pick the right person, and It's in your hands, but we love Scott and Sandy.
Okay, Sam.
Dawn, you are changing the world. Dawn is called what happens when the sun comes up, and you are the sun of the world.
Oh, my God.
Meaning the animals in the oil spill. Like, Dawn, that is your name, and it's beautiful. And please save me.
Dawn, go away. I'm no good for you.
That was funny. Okay, Dawn. Okay, all right. What's it going to be? One, two, or three? Which one are we hanging up on?
Two.
Okay, goodbye, two.
Line two is gone. All right, say your name, people.
Lynn.
I'm here still.
Sam. Oh, Dawn's gone.
Oh, Dawn went up by herself. Oh, man.
Dawn is gone.
You guys got to her.
Yeah. So. All right. Who's next? Lynn. Lynn, you're next. What line do you want to drop? Line one or line three? You could be on either one, and the last caller standing wins the gift, the gift card.
Oh, boy. This pressure. Let's go with one.
One? Line
okay,
one.
Goodbye, line one.
Line one is gone.
Who's left?
Wait, hold on. It didn't drop. Hold on. Didn't drop. This one. There it goes. All right. Say your name. Who's this?
It's Lynn.
It's Lynn for the win. Yay.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Lynn for the win.
You know why? Because everybody was scared that you would murder them if they didn't. I'm going to kill you. You win this.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations and happy Mother's Day. Sandy, tell her what you won.
You won a $100 gift card to the most amazing, relaxing, incredible place in Rochester, the spa at the Del Monte. You can use it anywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Happy Mother's Day, Lynn.
Oh, my God.
Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. We love you. You're now part of The Buzz fam, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Happy Mother's Day.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
That was a hell of a lot of fun.
She was like, she was in shock. She was like, wait, whoa. If you do give your mom a gift card, she can use it for the spa, the salon, the boutique.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Are you ready to do it again tomorrow? Tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday on the show, where we invite our listeners in studio to hang out with us. And tomorrow's our friends from the Ark of Monroe,
actually,
Dancing with the Ark.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
host that again.
Great. Well, it's the commercial-free 98s coming to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for being with us here this morning, or whenever you could pop on to Susanna and Sandy. We love you because you keep us employed.
Yeah, we appreciate you. If you miss anything from the show, you can listen to the Spisano and Sandy podcast wherever you get podcasts. If you want to see highlights from the show, you can go to our YouTube channel, 98.9 The Buzz. Right now, it is time to say, wee-ow!
Like my gas tank. I guess my daughter can't go to college now.
Oh, no.
See you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.